Also, are you planning on coming to LA when? Before the summer at all? Or no?
Before I want to come in a different, like, I tried November and I tried April. So I got to try somewhere in between. Sometimes that it's like warm. I want a hot California.
Okay, then come in the summertime. Like, come in like May or June. You know, or if you want.
I'm thinking, planning that my Brazil trip.
What?
Didn't I told you that. I've been thinking about going to Rio.
Oh no, you're turning into Brian. For a couple of
years now. The only thing that is holding me back is the 12-hour plane. The flight is 12 hours. But, you know.
Okay.
But I always wanted to go there.
Okay. Should we start?
Hey.
Welcome back, everyone, to 90 Day React, Bubbas and Banter. This is Layla.
And Amir.
And we're ready to chat about Before the 90 Days, Tell All Part 2. We're ready to go.
Yes. So I think this was your... I think I was thinking about you going crazy this episode. Cause
why?
Adnan was going bananas.
Yeah.
Trying to poke and prod and... everybody, including
Miles. He lost it.
Like, yeah, we start off with Miles saying to Adnan, like, I'm gonna break your face.
Yeah, they replayed that with the recap. They're like let's play this clip.
Yeah, because Adnan called Matilda, you know, like called him like sugar daddy. It's like, what are you talking about? This guy has no money. He has nothing. How is he a sugar daddy?
No idea.
And they were talking with Niles and Matilda, and they were discussing what happened, what, like, Sean was asking him, what was your intention before going to Ghana? You were saying that you just want to go see, you know, meet Matilda in person, right? But you weren't sure if you wanted to get married or not. And then while you were there, after meeting Mr. Ork, you decided to get married, which, to be honest with you, I thought he should have gotten married, because in somebody in his financial condition, you don't want to waste the money coming back here and then going back again.
He doesn't really have married. The luxury to, like, and, oh, now I'm gonna come and see, and then next time we'll get married. It's like, you know, yeah, we're doing it or not.
Sense for, yeah, to go to the knocking ceremony and then coming here, coming back, and then going back again, get married, then come back again. It's like, you know, he doesn't have, you know, he didn't have a job. He doesn't have money. And, you know, he has a job now, but I'm sure it doesn't pay much, because he says he claims that he has to come up with $8,000. I don't know how he comes up with that figure. He's probably hired an attorney, because attorney by itself for this type of thing, it will cost $3,000 just for the attorney. And I actually looked it up, because there was always like discussion about, you know, how much this thing cost. So the K-1 visa,
you're making me nervous. First, you said you want to go to Brazil. Second, you're looking up the costs of fiancé visas.
I've been actually...
Should we be concerned?
Someone online.
Should we be concerned? Is her name Ingrid?
It's not Ingrid. the visa process, I mean, the forms and the processing fees and the medical all those things cost around $1,400.
Just the forms and processing fees.
Fees and all that. Now, that's, if you want to change the adjustment once you have the visa and you want to change that to a green card, it will be another $1,400. So that's almost like $3,000.
Well, hopefully you'll have time to recuperate between the visa and then green card.
And then if you hire an attorney for the whole thing, it will be an additional $3,000. So that brings it up to $6,000. I have no idea where he's getting the $8,000 from.
You said that brings you up to $6,000?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought he said $4,000 something, but I don't know. Maybe the $8,000 is... Did you factor in travel?
I have no idea.
Maybe that's what he's thinking. Flights and stuff like that. But either way, it's like, I don't think that's that's too far off. I think that maybe there's like a $2,000 contingency.
I don't know.
But
he's been back for 10 months and he's still working. He's first of all, he paid off Mr. Ark, which was good to know. And then he's sending money over to Matilda for her expenses or whatever. And then he has his expenses here. And at the same time, he has to save money for the K-1 visa. So it's going to take much longer than the 5 months he promised Mr. Ark when they were talking in Ghana about it. And he wasn't sure how long it was going to take. Now it seems like it's going to take much longer than, you know, either one of them thought. And then they ask Matilda, do you want Niles to come and visit you during this time?
Even if it takes money away from your process. Yeah.
And she says, yes. And now everybody's like, what are you kidding me? Just let him stay here, save his money. And then, you know.
She's young. What is she? She's like, what, 23, 22? She's also young. It's like she just misses.
I know, it's silly. I mean, they brought Mr. Ark on, he was wearing the traditional, you know, the clothing and all of that. And he even said that, you know, it's good if, you know, Niles come and visit Matilda, you know, if he can. And then, you know, they asked Mr. Ark, did you force Niles to get married over there? Some people thought he did, some people thought
he was forceful.
So I'm not sure.
He was quite forceful. He kind of, I understand that in his defense, he had said like, no, I was just saying what the Ghanaian tradition is and what Ghanaian culture is. But in doing so, he made it seem like, get off the pot. Like he was like, if you don't do this, you can't have her. It was a very much like an ultimatum that he was giving Niles. It wasn't like if you want to come back later and get married, that's fine.
I think it was a better idea. What Niles ended up doing was the best of everything, best of all ideas. That just do the whole thing, get married. I mean, get engaged, get married over there, and then come save the money and, you know, get her visa so she can come here. It ended up to be the best thing you could have done. But it's like, you know, if you're still questioning the marriage, then yeah, then you can question that as well. But they both seem to be happy about it. I mean, now both Niles and Matilda are happy about it.
Yeah.
And then Sean asks Adnan, what do you think? And then
I don't know why his Adnan opinion matters, but
Adnan says, do you like my family? He's questioning Niles.
Oh my God.
Like,
this
do you
is
like
crazy.
My family? Do you support my family? He's like,
what was that all about?
It's like, what are you talking about? We're talking about Niles.
It doesn't make
and
any sense. He just wanted to rile
I
him up.
I thought he was like, he was getting at the fact, like, if I'm going to answer this question, what I think about you and Matilda, if you support me. Like, if you support me and my family, okay, let me give you my response. But it just turned out that
it didn't come across like that at all.
His intention was like, everybody piled it on me last time, so I'm just going to get back at all of you guys. And I'm going to start with the most vulnerable person in the room, which was Niles. And Niles just lost it, and he got up and left. And it was embarrassing, but, you know, he was like, trying to calm
I thought it
down.
Was better. Yeah, I mean, I don't you think know. There's any problem with getting up. And Mr. Ark freaked out that he did that. He was like,
"Yeah,
you better apologize. Yeah. You need to sit there and, you know, sit there and take it? What? No. I think it's totally fine to
no, he said, like,
get
sit
up and
take
go.
Take it like a man. That's what he was trying to say.
Whatever. Like, this it's I'm totally idea. Down with, I like the emotional regulation that Niles practices and the breathing and all that. It's like, it works for him. That's what he's
yeah,
got to do.
It makes sense, but it's just like, you come back and then Adnan starts again. He's
yeah.
like, you know, he's,
and Tiger Lily's just sitting there with the smirk on her face.
On. Yeah, exactly.
She's so frustrating. Like, I want to like her, but she kind of like is a bit of a mean girl. Like, she knows what he's doing and she kind of likes it. Right. You know, she doesn't, it's not only that she doesn't interject, and it's not about submission and all that. It's like, she kind of likes that he's mean. because she's kind of mean.
Yeah, I think any other spouse would have said, like, stop it or
chill the fuck out. Like, you're playing
let him say what he wants, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
we talk about Joey and Magda. And it seemed like Sean asks Magda, so what happened? You were going to come here to U.S. and visit Joey's family. And she says, yes, I did that. I came right. to U.S. and I met his family. I like them. They like me. I met his friends. And I'm still in contact with his friends. They like me a lot. And then the question comes up, and it's like Sean asks Joey, like, so what is holding you back from, proposing to her?
Right.
And he says, well, I don't want to be pressured. I don't want it to be expected. I want to propose when she's not, she's expecting like 24/7. So there's no way she's going to be surprised.
I know.
She knows at some point you're going to propose. It's not like, we're not even thinking about it or, we need
it's on her mind. Like, yeah.
It's constantly on her mind. Like, she wants to get engaged like yesterday. And I know. And then we find out why Joey had to go back
Taking him to the airport. He has a problem. Florida.
And at first he said, like, I left my passport on the table. And then
already late, mind you. He was already very late. He had 2 hours until takeoff.
Yeah,
for the flight.
And he goes back to get some shooter, some alcohol to bring on the plane.
Because he was too cheap to pay $12 for it on the plane.
Why can't you just, spring out like the $12 or 24, whatever it is, so you won't miss the flight, to...
How about just don't be a fucking alky for like 1 second and get on the plane? How about that?
It's so silly.
Yeah.
But,
that was concerning for sure.
So they're gonna
bore me a little bit. I don't know. Their relationships, like, whenever they're on, I'm like, I want to skip. Like, I'm just like,
I'm sure the producers will come up with something,
Yeah.
Matt Sharp, I'm counting on you. He's going to bring Jill around a lot. I know for sure.
Even that, it's like, ugh, boring. I don't know. It's like, jealousy. Like, that's not interesting enough to me. I don't know.
Because it seems like there's nothing that it's, there are no obstacles in their way.
The major obstacle of jealousy, and she's has a really bad temper.
Yeah, she freaks out. She,
and he's an alcoholic apparently. So there are big obstacles, but
it's
to me,
alcoholic
it's
or is cheap or both.
Yeah. Definitely both.
I know.
I don't know.
We get a segment with they get up, take a break, go outside, go. It's Vanya, Tiger Lily. They're talking to each other. And Vanya really wants to get into it with Tiger Lily about her clothes and how do you feel about that. And as they are talking about it, Adnan walks by and Vanya says, don't say anything, don't say anything.
Yeah, that was cute.
And then at some point, Tiger Lily says, okay, I'm going to go and, fix my makeup or whatever. And then Vanya says, hey, Adnan, why don't you stay and talk to me? And she says, no. And Adnan says, no, I can't talk to you. And Tiger Lily says, yeah, he cannot. I have to be in the room if he wants to talk to you. So they've taken this to like the extreme, as much as they can.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, this whole thing.
They really, one, I wonder if Vanya was raised Muslim, because you said she was Bosnian. I wonder if any of her family members are Muslim. She hasn't talked about that, but I wonder if that's why. Yeah, I wonder if that's why she's so sensitive to this and keeps trying to fight it. But the thing is, like, it was getting to the point where everybody was like attacking them for these arbitrary rules that they have. But it's right. Like, at the end of the day, who gives a fuck? It's not your life. It's how they live. You know how many Orthodox people I interacted with in Brooklyn or as landlords or whatever. Right, and right. it's just how it is. The men do not shake your hand, you know? So it's like,
a lot of times they don't even look, they look down. They don't look.
Exactly. And it's the same in like fundamentalist Muslim communities. And I'm sure it's the same in Christian communities as well. It's like, you know, yeah, I might maybe be offended or whatever. But I respect it at the end of the day. It's not my religion. It's not how I live. But I'm not going to
understand.
But that's pretty much what they're.
He's modeling. He's not like, you know, he's.
I know, but I'm saying they were harping on the whole conversation with a single person in a room and a few other things they were harping on. But it's like at the end of the day, you're not going to change this guy's mind. Right. You know, this is how they want to live their lives. Let them have a conservative view of how they interact with people of a different gender.
Exactly.
You know, it's totally not how most Americans roll, but just let it go. I don't know. It was getting annoying. Anyway. Like they were just kept what?
they picked that.
Oh, they wouldn't stop. They just kept going and going and going and going. And I was like,
it's just easy to do, easy to criticize. But Adnan gives them enough ammunition to.
For sure. He's not likable at all.
Right.
He's not likable. He's annoying. But, you know, the more they were going on and on and on and antagonizing him, it's like it just kept getting worse. So that didn't surprise me. But just let it go. Fine. The guy doesn't want to talk to you. Let it go. Who cares? You know, it just, that's kind of the energy that I was
but having it's, as it's, I was watching. A lot of this stuff is cultural. A lot of it has nothing to do with religion. Some of it is personal. Some of it is, you know, cultural. Some of it is, you know, because you could be European Muslim and different than, you know, Jordanian Muslim than, you know, Indonesian Muslim, Indian Muslim.
Yeah.
There's so many mixins, like, you know,
it's a million like a ways buffet to practice it.
Of, you know, how a Muslim person should be, and, you know, it's who says what, because the next scene we have, we talk to Sonny and Bea, and Sonny again brought up the fact that, oh, you know, this is my religion, and I can do something wrong and then go ask my God.
Yeah, that, I don't know about confession and all that. We don't do that.
It doesn't work like that. And
I don't this know why is what Adnan says.
Like, what are you talking about? It's, you know, what you did was wrong. You had, you know, sex before marriage is wrong. All of that, he was right about saying that. And Sonny was totally wrong, but again, it brings up the fact that everybody's different. Cultural, personal, you're turning your religion into something that it's really not meant to be.
The fact that you were trying to act like you were this, what?
Right, here's the problem. The problem is like, if you are not really going by the rules of your religion, then you cannot tell your spouse that you have to convert to my religion because you're not true to your religion. So
yeah, he should have just dropped it from the beginning. Somebody
else to convert to your faith. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, it seems like, you know, he wants it both ways. He wants to be Muslim and the way he likes to be a Muslim and
Catholic at the same time.
So anyway, he wants, his visa is up, you know, in South Africa, is going back to Bangladesh.
And, ooh, you just glossed right over the breakup, the dating another guy. Broke up. Yeah, you glossed right over that one. You went straight to the religion. Okay. Why don't you recap for us?
Well, they after Veya comes back, they break up for a month. During that time, Veya dates the dog sitter.
They're so shady with the. They're like, here's the clip in case you forgot what he looked like.
So apparently, they don't do anything. They just go, you know, hang out somewhere. I don't know, Disney World or something. I don't know where they went. But it was just that one date. Nothing happened. She claims no kissing, nothing at all. And then Sonny said that was fine with them, with him, and they got back together again, and the visa is in the process, and he has to pay around $1,500 for it. And he's going to wait for the interview, basically, in Bangladesh. And during that time, Vaya is going to go meet him there.
Right.
And Bangladesh is... You have to be really careful when you go to Bangladesh, because they're very strict in Bangladesh.
You know what was interesting too?
Africa,
I think Vam probably knows that. I think she's learned a little bit more maybe since watching herself on the show and all of that. Because remember when they were talking, like Adnan was criticizing them or whatever, and she and Sunny were like, yeah, Joey was talking to them.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I definitely should have covered up my tattoos more.
Yeah, exactly.
And Joey said what I've said before with you is, mm-hmm. he's like, just, you know, even if it's not your vibe, just do what you can when you're with them. Be respectful,
right.
Be modest, you know, don't be combative. Just do what you can to try to win this guy over again.
Right.
And, you know, everything, you know, don't try to change people's mind. It's like, just be mm-hmm. respectful and do your thing.
Exactly.
And I love that. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm really liking Joey all of a sudden. Like,
yeah,
everything he was saying in the tell-all, I was like
yeah.
agreeing with him. I was like, maybe I was too harsh.
I remember.
He was really charming, and just everything he was saying, I was thinking.
From the start, we never thought of Joey as an evil person.
He was just sleazy
stupid,
to me.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was just you know, weird, and then, but now he's making sense. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something, you know,
insightful.
Exactly. So,
I wish I knew a little bit more about the conversation they had about getting back together again, because they didn't really talk about, like, I don't know, even if it's like something simple, like, I wanted to hear more about, like, why they decided to get back together. Why did they break up? Like, it wasn't, they didn't go too much into detail about that.
Because
it was kind of surprising. I was like, why would they break up like immediately after, especially when she was going through a medical issue? Like, I don't know if I like that he would just leave her during that time or whatever.
And then the interesting question was when Vanya asked, why doesn't Sonny change to her religion? And he says, because I'm the man. And Adnan loves that. Just like, he's laughing. He's like, there's pressure on somebody else beside him. Like, they can, you can pick on Sonny now instead of Adnan.
He's such a little
he's not the only in the room. So then we get to Brian and Ingrid, and
God, bruh.
He claims that Ingrid had boyfriend.
You gotta just go straight to it.
they brought up that scene again, that in the hotel room, when he brought that bikini or whatever as a souvenir for her. That's why she put it on. And Adnan, they're making fun of her, like, you wearing this bikini and you want to, you know, make yourself sexy, and, you know, and then you claim you didn't want to, you know,
I was
be intimate
losing
with
it.
Him. And
I was losing
Vanya was
it.
Saying, like, he brought that as a souvenir. So she was, Ingrid was putting it on just to make him happy. That's all it was. It wasn't
exactly,
like, you know.
It is unbelievable how many of these people are condoning sexual. That's what it becomes when you do not give consent.
Exactly.
So the thing that we used to say at Planned Parenthood is fries, like French fries. There's the fries of consent is the acronym. F was freely given, meaning there's no pressure or anything, and there's no drugs, alcohol, no substances, anything like that.
Right.
R was reversible. You can change your f-ing mind, which is what none of these people seem to understand.
Uh-huh.
I was informed. Everybody needs to be fully aware of what they're giving consent to, which plays into the whole substance thing.
Right.
E is enthusiastic. You should be happy, excited to give consent.
Uh-huh.
And S was specific about boundaries and being clear of what will and will not happen.
Right.
And it's like, this is basic. This is basic sex education, which I understand is not taught in schools in America. So maybe, but all these people were like, she owed him because XYZ. Excuse me?
Right.
Like, but the way that Brian just like chops her down whenever he's backed into a corner, like, I think she was trying to discuss, I don't know what they were talking about, but maybe it was, again, some judgment about his past or being married a million times. And he goes, paraphrasing here. Yeah, and a woman who has two kids by two men can say that? Or like,
I know, right?
Yeah, excuse That's crazy. Me? He just wants to degrade her and undermine everything she says. Like,
yeah, he wants to bring her down because he knows nobody can stand him. So,
and she's such a classy woman. It's like Sean was like, "Do you have anything to say to that?" And she said, "I'm not going to exchange bullets with him here. There's no point in doing that."
She doesn't give
that
a
was beautiful. That was the perfect response.
And yeah, she doesn't give a shit, you know, what they ask her. And she's like, "You know, I'm out of this. So I'm just here for whatever." And
yeah, but so many people would have been riled up by that. That's a nasty comment to make.
My question is, well, how come her picture is like high definition, best picture, and then you go to Magda and then it looks so awful?
Because clearly
using a flip phone or something.
Like, I love how that's what you've been thinking about this entire time that we've been talking. I think they probably it might have been something where they had offered to everyone if they want production there or not. Likely what happened was they, like for her, you can route like a camera feed. Like if you put a professional DSLR, you can hook it up, like hardwire it to Zoom.
Yeah.
And use that as your camera.
The first date in Brazil or something.
I'm saying like if they were doing any pickups or anything like that, or maybe they offered it to everyone and only she accepted. I don't know.
Should Magda's picture looks like there's a
You can't even see her face.
You know, like not focused and lighting is terrible. It's like you can't even see her face. I don't know what's going on. And then and then they bring the daughter out. And then, and she's just like, you know, what do you want me to say? It's like, this whole thing is grossing me out. But the best question was, she was saying, you guys talk to each other for 2 years. What were you talking about?
Yeah, that's always what you say.
You know, my dad was married, I don't know, 3-4 times, and you know, she was engaged 3 times. Like, that was, and you didn't talk about your age. You didn't talk about how many times you were married. These are the basic stuff that you talk about. For 2 years. And it was just baffling. What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
And then
Brian keeps these low blows and just looks really bad.
They take a lunch break. They go outside. It's Brian, Vanya, and Niles. And they're talking, chatting with each other. And then as soon as Brian goes inside, Vanya says, that guy's really creepy. And Niles says, he's really creepy. It's like, come on, guys.
You couldn't have said that to him when he was out there. Niles is like, I know.
Yeah. And then, they show the next on. We're going to see the fight between Niles and Adnan, which is, they're going to break it up anyway. It's not going to, it's just like teasing everybody. It's like, not going to happen. No punches will be thrown at all. So, but it was, I felt like we pretty much, talked about everything. There's nothing else that it's,
they're going to have to bring like surprise guests out and stuff.
Yeah, more friends. Maybe they'll bring,
I thought they were going to bring Brian's new woman or Ingrid's
Jill
new man.
Or something. I want to see Jill and
I know.
Magda. But I want to see Magda with a better phone.
Not a potato.
Not a flip phone.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. But we'll have to see what happens in the next two parts. In the meantime, thank you everyone for listening and coming back and continuing to listen. We will be back next week with another episode covering Tell All Part 3. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
See you next time.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.